I'm going to put on presentation mode. Okay, I'm going to do the next verse. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva abhut vijanataha tatra ko mohaha kashyokaha ekatvam anupashyataha. The bhashya from Vedanta Deshika goes this way. Punarapi sarvasya brahmatmakatvam samanadhikaranyena dradhayanne तस्य अनुदर्शनस्य सद्यः शोकमोह निवर्तकत्वं आहा यस्मिन् अनुपश्यति इति. पुनरपि मीन्स् अगेन् इन् दिस् वर्स् दट् इस् द सेवेन्थ् वर्स् सर्वस्य ब्रह्मात्मकत्वम् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् एन्सोल्ड् बै ब्रह्मन् दिस् आस्पेक्ट् ईस् क्लारिफैड् बै द मेथड् आफ् सामानाधिकरण्या. सामानाधिकरण्या मीन्स् everything is brahman. What is the bottom line in the first sentence here? Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva abhut vijanataha. So vijanataha means for the person who is a realized person, who is meditator, upasaka. So atma sarvani bhutani abhut, atma became everything. So this is samanadhikaranya. Samanadhikaranya means in a sentence, if you say, the rose is red, tender, and beautiful. So, the tenderness and beautiful refers to one object that is red, that is rose. So, you have different adjectives that can explain a particular object when you say something in a sentence. That is samanadhikaranya. I will go into some details of this in a few minutes. So let us go to one aspect here. Vijanataha means what? Vijanataha means yasmin here is pranidana samaye. Pranidana samaye means during the realization. So that is during the process of upasana. Vijanataha means the person who is knowledgeable about what? Swatantra vastu bhedam samyak upadishtena margena shastra margena sadguru upadishtena shastrena vivichya janataha. So swatantra, let me say what it is. I have some problems with this book here. The Vijanataha means the person who knows what is Swatantra Vastu. He knows what is independent entity here. The independent entity is Brahman or Lord only. That is Ishvara, Isha. And Paratantra Vastu. Swatantra Vastu Bhedam means it is different from the other entities. The other entities are dependent entities. The dependent entities are the souls and matter. And this difference is clearly understood by this intelligent person through a guru or an acharya, sadguru, a good acharya who knows the thing. So he is understood through knowledge transmitted by a guru. Shastrena vivicha, and also sad samyak upadishtena margena guru upadishtena shastrena vivichya janata. He also has referred to the shastras, and the shastras are being taught by an acharya. Then we can say, why do you need a shastra? Acharya knows, let him just teach, and let us not refer to the shastra. That's not correct. It is shastra acharya. In fact, even Shankaracharya very clearly says in a very traditional manner, shastra acharya mukhena. You have to understand shastras and also through acharya. Shastras are also important, and that you need to meditate on or to contemplate on, but you have to understand through an acharya. Vivichya janataha, who knows very clearly. Atmaiva sarvani bhutani abhut. That means that is the verse of the Upanishad, Atmaiva Sarvani Bhutani Abhut. The explanation from Vedanta Deshika is, by Vedanta Deshika is, Paramatma Eva Sarva Vishishtaha Pratitaha Ityartaha. God's attributes are the universe. That is, God has universe as his attributes. This is very well known. Pratitaha means it's very well known in the Upanishads everywhere. So we need to understand what this means as Sarva Vishishta. What is the Vishishta Paksha? Vishishta Paksha means universe of, that is, Chitta and Achit, souls and matter are attributes of the Lord. So what that means, they are supported by the Lord, they are controlled by the Lord, and they are the body of the Lord. Why body? What is Sharira? Here some explanation is needed. Atmanitishtan, Brihadaranyaka says in the Antaryami Brahmana, the Sharira word as the body word was not cooked up by Vedanta Deshika, neither was it cooked up by Ramanujacharya. It exists verily in the Upanishads. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad teaches, Ya Atmanitishtane Atmana Mantro Emayati Yamatmana Veda Yasyatma Shariram. I may not be saying this Upanishad perfectly as I should say, but there are number of references similarly. Yaha Prativyam Tishtane Prativyam Antaro Emayati Yamatmana Veda Yasya Prativi Shariram. So there are some similar verses in different Upanishads, so I might not say it right, but Yasya Prithivi Shariram, Yasya Atma Shariram, the verse to whom this Prithivi or the earth is Sharira or the body. In Sharira, in the word is, in Sanskrit is body. But it is technical sense, and it is not the body as we speak as our bodies here. It's a technical way of saying this. So the word Sharira means body exists only to support and nourish and help the Jivatma. Or the other way, if Jivatma exists in the body is supported. Body functions because Jivatma exists. If the Jivatma goes away, the body does not function. Body only exists to help the Jivatma or to protect it or to support it. Here the body or the universe is not supporting or protecting the Lord, but it exists for the only purpose of pleasing the Lord. In that sense, technically, this is Sharira Shariri Bhava. Why is Ramanujacharya picking up this Sharira Shariri Bhava as a relation between this universe and Paramatma is a question. He clarifies and say, I will not accept Badha Paksha. Let me read this the Vedanteshika Bhashya here while explaining it. That way we'll also go further. Paramatma eva sarva vishishtaha pratitaha ityartaha. We say devoham ityadivat. People say, oh, I am a man, I am a lady, I am fat, I am a deity or a deva, I am somebody. So all these things, when we say I am this, I am that, we are referring to our bodies. But we are just what is being mentioned is jivatma. For example, somebody's, a friend comes to my homes. Oh, my friend Ramesh came here. What did I see? I saw Ramesh's body. Did I see Ramesh as a Jivatma? No. Because the body came, I referred, oh, this is Ramesh. I'm referring the soul using body as the methodology. This is the Loka Veda Maryada. That means this is a common way how in Loka means in ordinary parlance, ordinary usage, as well as in the Vedas, this is how it has been said. Shariratma bhavena, we see very clearly that universe and Lord is related in the form as the soul and the body. Jagat brahma samanadhikaranye sambhavati. If somebody says, yasmin sarvani bhutani atmaiva bhut. If somebody says, the universe has become the Lord, or Lord has become the universe. What does it mean? It only means that this universe is the body of the Lord, being controlled by the Lord, being supported by the Lord, it is defined a prutak siddha visheshana, in the sense that body, this universe cannot be defined without Lord being in it. It does not have an independent existence at all. It cannot even be thought of without the supporting Lord. So when we see anything in this universe, you always have to understand Lord exists there. Without the Lord, we can't see. Nothing in this universe works. So everything is ensouled by the Lord. Brahma samana adhikaranye sambhavati shariratma bhavena. The only way we can say sarvam kalvidam brahma, that means this whole universe is Brahman only. It can be only explained technically by using shariratma bhava. The body-soul relationship is the only relationship which stands, because the other relationship is not agreeable. There are problems with it. So this is what Vedant Deshika says. And why? Which are the other relations? What you could think of? Badha Paksha. What is Badha Paksha? Badha Paksha means, if I say, you know, I am the peon, I am the secretary, I am the manager, I am the director, I am the owner, I am the CEO and the chairman of my company. What does it mean? I am basically denying that there is nobody else working for me. I am the only person around here. So this is Badha Paksha. Badha Paksha means when a statement says that somebody is somebody, the other person does not exist, and see, this is the only person which exists. So when we say all this universe is Brahman only, the Badha Paksha, or the way of saying Badha, means Brahman exists and the world does not exist. So Brahman as we perceive it is not, or the universe as we perceive it is not really there, but only Brahman exists. It appears in the form of this. Whatever is apparent is not the issue. Bottom line value, whatever we see is only Brahman. This is known as Badha Paksha. This is the, some acharyas use this paksha, and we know which acharya has used it, and this is not acceptable to Vedanta Deshika. This is used, I think, by Advaita, and this is not acceptable to Vedanta Deshika, nor to Ramanujacharya. Upachara Paksha means, let me explain to you, anatmasu bhuteshu atmatva aropaha upachara paksha. So the thing is, it is only for the casual sense. Upachara means just for the lip service. We are saying, we say, oh, this universe is all Lord Brahman only. It's basically anatma. The universe is jada, or the, you know, this is not atman. This whole, according to, now take as a Shankara Paksha at this point. Anatmasu means this matter or everything around us, it's not Atman. All these universal entities, matter is Atman, not Atman. But we are Atmatva Aropaha. We are superimposing the idea of Parabrahman or Atman on this universe. But it's not true. But we know that. But we are saying, oh, this is we're superimposing. This is known as Upachara Paksha. Upachara Paksha is not acceptable to Vedanta Deshika. He says that is not the way we should understand this. Atma Shabda Pravritti Nimittasya Antaryamitva Bhuta Shabda Pravritti Nimittasya Bhuta Pranitva Cha Visheshanasya Tyagena Vyaktimatra Grahanam Swarupaikya Pakshaha. Swarupa Paksha means, we say mud itself is pot. You beat up the mud and it appears in a different shape and you call it pot. But mud itself is the pot. So Swarupaikya, the Brahman itself is this. It's only apparent. So even the Swarupa Paksha, Aikya Paksha is not acceptable to Vedanta Deshika. Then Samya Paksha comes, the last Paksha is Samya Paksha. Samya Paksha means, Purohitoyam Raja. That means you say a Purohit is a priest of the Raja. A king has a priest, say. And maybe the priest is very powerful or quite influential in the kingdom. Then there is a statement says, oh, this Purohita is king. That means, basically, like king, he is a very powerful person in this kingdom. So Samya Paksha means, look at this huge river here. This river is an ocean. What does it mean? His river is as big or really deep as an ocean. But it's not an ocean. But because of similarity between the river and ocean, people say Samya Paksha, similarity, Because of similarity, they say that this is that. Even this similarity is not acceptable to Vedanta Deshika in this sense. Not here. I know there are verses in the Upanishads which says Paramam Samyam Upaiti and all those things. That's not important here. Here, all these different views are denied, and the only relation which holds good, which is the master key to explain everything in the Upanishads, which is Vedanta, is what? Vedanta is explanation of the Upanishads, and the Brahma Sutras are basically codification of the Upanishadic Vedantic meanings in different as by Vyasadeva. So to the master key to analyze the relation between Jiva, Jada and Paramatma, that is the matter souls and Paramatma, is this Sharira Shariri Bhava. That means the universe including the souls and matter is the body, like the body, or technically, in the technical sense, the body of the Lord. Using this master key, all the Upanishads can be explained correctly. This is the idea of Vedanta Deshika. Tatra. So what Vedanta Deshika says is Bada Upachara Sorupaikyadi Pakshaha Bahishkaryaha. So we should take away, or we should ignore, the different other types of relationships explained differently from other interpreters. That's not agreeable to Vishishta Advaita. Tatra tada ko mohaha. This is the explanation for this is Swatantratma Brahmadi Lakshano Mohaha. What is the Swatantratma Brahma Adi Lakshano? So what is the use of this continuous realization of the Lord in everything and everything in the Lord, and when in this whole universe, or Lord becoming this universe, what is the value for this realization? Is Swatantratma Brahmadi Lakshana. People think that we are independent. Most people, atheists think that there's nothing called Lord, and I'm very happy, I'm independent. There's nothing else. So this illusion that people are independent, illusion or delusion or ignorance that they are independent, is taken away. So once a person realizes that Lord Ishvara is the ensouler, controller, and the Atman of this universe, or the soul of this universe, this person will not be deluded again by this Swatantratma Brahma, or the illusion of independence. Na sambhavati kaha shokaha paravidya paravibhuti bhute sarvasmin nirmamatva siddhya putra marana rajya harana davapi na kaschit shokaha syat. So there is no delusion like independent, that we are all independent. At the same time, there is no shoka or no sorrow. Why? Paravibhuti bhute. Everything in this universe is the wealth of the Lord, Aishwarya of the Lord. Sarvasmin nirmamatva. So, is this my wealth? So, are these my relatives? All these questions of relations, wealth, everything. Oh, this is my home, this is my name. All these things will go away from the knowledgeable people. That Upasaka will know that this universe, including himself, belongs to the Lord. So, at that time, Putra Marana, maybe they say that it's a very bad thing, or it's very sorrowful thing to experience the death of a child, death of one's own child. Putra Marana, even if such a thing happens, or Rajya Harana, losing the whole kingdom, is very difficult for a king. Whatever may be at the event in this universe, na kaschit shokaha, he will have no sorrow. He will be sorrowless. Syadit tartaha yatha. He explains with an instance from Mahabharata. I think anantam batame vittam yasya me nasti kinchana mithilayam pradiptayam name kinchit pradahyate. He says yathaha anantam batame vittam I have everything in this universe belong to me, he says. Who? It's said by Janaka, I think. Yastya me nasti kinchana. I own nothing, but everything belongs to me. Mithilayam pradiptayam. Mithila is the king city of Janaka. When Mithila is burning, completely like burning, name kinchit pradahyade, nothing which belongs to me is burnt. I know I am the king of Mithila. Janaka says, I am the king of Mithila, yes, verily. And I have lot of wealth. But I have no wealth. And Mithila Mithila is burning right now. Fine. Nothing which belongs to me is burning. Because he knows that everything belongs to the Lord. And he belongs to the Lord also. So, you know, Lord is not burning. Mithila is burning. Lord is not burnable. He is the supporter of everything, controller of everything. Iti ekatvam anupashyatah, sarva visishtaikyam anupashyatah. That means, he knows Mithila is different from Lord. He knows he is different from Mithila. So he has no such, delusions of that sort. But really speaking, he knows that everything belongs to Lord. And what happens is only happening to please the Lord. So he has nothing to say in it. Nothing belongs to him. So he doesn't have to worry about it. Nahi ayam ekashabdaha. Eka vyatirikta abhava paraha. The eka shabda here, where is this? Ekatva manupashyataha means eka shabda is one. That eka shabda, nahi ayam eka shabda, eka vyatirikta abhava paraha. That means it should not be taken as nothing else exists other than the one. So don't deny the value or existence of anything other than that one. That's not the idea here. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Sarvamiti Ishvara Vyaptatvena Prakrantasya Kasyachit Kenachit Bhadha Ayogat. All this is held by the Isha. Avasya means is ensouled by this this Ishvara. Sarvam means what? All this. Iti Ishvara Vyaptatvena, because this is permeated by the Lord. Prakrantasya kasyachit kenachit badha ayogat. So the context here does not allow the negation of this universe. Let me go to the, I'm missing something here. Sarva bheda mithyatva vedana. Vedanayoho kathanchidapi tadrish aikyopadeshadi pravritti ayogaccha. Here there is no clear sentence in the Upanishad which is trying to say that all everything which is multiple or wherever there is difference, everything which is different, or if there is any difference, that's all unreal. That kind of a mithyatva or unreality is not being taught in the Upanishad. So that kind of the aikya, that means Brahman became everything, so everything is nothing but only Brahman exists. This kind of aikya is not clear and should not be understood that way. Nacha asau paraspara viruddhanam sorupa aikya pratipadakaha sarvavyaghata utsadane swaparamata vivekadi viplava prasangat. So we should not come to this saying that swarupa the matter is same as soul, is same as paramatma, is everything is only one atma. This kind of the breaking up the barriers between these three entities which are different will cause a lot of trouble, because it will not prove anything. Vishishtaikat aikyatva vivakshatu sarva pramananugunyat bhavyate. The vishishtaikya paksha, that means one God is one, but he has different attributes, which is chit and achit, which is souls and the matter. This kind of a body soul relationship or substance attribute relationship is can be easily supported because there is one. Is there a multiple tattvas here? No. Everything is one. But that one is characterized or has the attributes, which the attributes are the jiva and the jada, which are the souls and the matter. This kind of view seems to work clearly. We cannot also deny the oneness here, because abhut here, sarvam atmaiva abhut, everything has become atma, or atma has become everything in this universe, is very clear here. So we cannot deny the identity mentioned in this original verse. So we have to accept the identity, at the same time maintain the difference, and that can be done only by accepting the sharira shariri bhava as the master key. And it can be supported by the Vedas. It is not a imagination of the Vishtadvaita Siddhanta or something here. It is supported by the Upanishads, where sharira word is directly used in the Antaryami Brahmana. Tatopi varam atra prakrita samanadhikaranya nirvaha anuguna sambandha vivaksha prayujyatehi sambandha vishesha vivakshaya ramasugrivayoraikyam ityadishu ekashabdaha. So even the ekashabda aikya, the even term as oneness aikya, is explained in classics like Ramayana. In Ramayana, when Rama and Sugriva became friends, the term is used as Rama Sugriva Yor Aikyam. Rama and Sugriva became one. There, what does it mean? They became friends. They became one in terms of nature, friendship, ideology, purpose, and things like that. Yetau cha shlokau यद्यपि मुक्त विषयतया नेतुं शक्यो तथापि पूर्वानुगुण्यानु गुण्यान गुण्यात मुमुक्षु प्रशंसार्थत्वं उचितम्. वी कैन से दिस वर्स एज द इन वी कैन से द विजानतः वर्ड एज इफ द गाय हैज एक्चुअली रियलाइज्ड, दैट मींस ही हैज गॉन टू मोक्ष और ही हैज अटेन्ड सल्वेशन एंड ही इज इन मोक्ष स्टेट. मोक्ष मींस, don't assume moksha as a wrong word. Some people think moksha means it is advaita moksha or something like that. The word moksha means only release, that's all. Moksha can also mention positivity there. So moksha can be reaching God and serving God also there. So the word moksha allows that latitude. Mukta vishayat eshatiya netum shakyo. That means this vijanataha, that intelligent person who is a upasaka, could also be meant as he is not upasaka, but he has already reached the goal. We can say that, but that doesn't seem to be appropriate here. It's better to understand the word vijanataha as upasaka or the meditator, because he is mumukshu. That means he wants to get released. He has not already attained the release. That's a better way to look at it. Tatascha वैषद्यातिशय विवक्षया शास्त्रज्ञ ज्ञाने तन्मूलो उपासनात्मक ज्ञाने च अनुदर्शन वाचो युक्ति. सो अनुदर्शन मीन्स वाट? कंटिन्यूस सीइंग ऑफ लॉर्ड, कंटिन्यूस रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड इन एवरीथिंग, दैट ही हैज परवेडेड एवरीथिंग एंड ही सपोर्ट्स एवरीथिंग. दिस काइंड ऑफ थिंग इज वेल एक्सप्लिकेबल इफ यू थिंक दैट ओके, द पर्सन हु इज वेरी इंटरेस्टेड इन फिलोसफी और इन द हायर ट्रूथ will understand through Shastras. First he studies the Shastras from an appropriate guru, appropriate acharya, and learns what it is. Then he thinks about he tries to relate it to his life, contemplates on it, and he thinks that, oh, attaining God is the only thing to be done. Rest of the activities are useless. So I have to focus my short life in the pursuit of realization of the Lord. So he meditates on the Lord. Then he, because his meditation becomes clearer and clearer, it becomes darshana samanakara. As if he sees and realizes everything, realizes the Lord right in front of him. It becomes as if. Why is that says as if? Because in this body, you cannot really see the God. Na chakshusha paschati kaschanainam, Mahanarayana Upanishad says, in this earthly eyes, in this ordinary form, in this body, you cannot completely realize God. Paripurna Brahmanandanubhava, or the complete realization of Parabrahma or God, is attained only after we leave the body and achieve and attain the lotus feet of that Lord. Cha anudarshana vacho yuktihi. Samadhi vishesha phalabhutastu adhyatanaha sakshatkaraha upayatvena abhitatvat na atra prasamshaniyaha umokshopaya upadesha pareshu sarveshu vakyeshu darshana shabdaha upasana visheha iti charirka bhashya pratyapadi. So this is, don't think that this is actually the, it's not very appropriate to say that this is the phala or the fruit of samadhi, or once a person attains samadhi, it's a fruit. We don't have to take it in that way. It's better to say it's an upaya. Upaya is a process to attain Lord, okay, bhakti yoga. So this is more like a bhakti yoga process. So more, make this more related to the process rather than to the goal of the process. So the words here refers to process. Moksha upaya upadesha preshu. Wherever moksha upaya, or the process to attain release or salvation, or process to attain the summum bonum or God. All the sentences which in the Upanishads, wherever darshana is mentioned, they are all upasana vishya, or the meditation, where avichinna thailadharavat, that means continuous remembrance and realization of the Lord in this universe. That's the upasana. Iti sharirka bhashya pratyapadi. In the sharirka bhashya means, in the Brahma Sutra bhashya, Ramanujacharya has clarified this issue as to what is meditation, upasana, and vedana. Vedana means knowing, but still that is upasana according to Ramanujacharya. So he says vedana or knowing and upasana, all this refers to upasana. Darshana is also, so atmava are drashtavyo shrotavyo mantavyaha. Drashtavya means what? There's also upasana there. So this all have to be taken in the form of upasana. This is meditation related issue. So this is the summary or the idea of Vedanta Deshika's bhashya on this seventh verse of the Ishavasya Upanishad. I'm going to open the bridge for questions. It's already late today, I know that. So if you have questions, you can talk about it now. Because since we already mentioned this, you may have questions now. Hello, is there any questions? Sorry that it took so long and I didn't even realize the time. So this was some little bit of difficult Sanskrit here and difficult ideology, because there this verse was taken by Vedanta Deshika to actually clarify the details of Vishishtadvaita. So it was just a little bit longer. Any question? No? Okay.
Where should I look for more information on Sharira Shri Bhava?
Okay, Sharira Shri Bhava is very well explained. Okay, the question is, where should one look for Sharira Shariri Bhava, information about this? There are several books. What I would suggest is the easily available ones are a book from SMS Chari. I can send that in an email also. It is S.M. or SM Srinivasa Chari. So he is the books are available on the in the Amazon and many other places, and in India it's probably cheaper, but from Amazon it's faster maybe. There are books called Vaishnavism from him, and that explains Sharira Sharir Bhava in great detail. And there are several books from him. He compares Bhagavad Gita according to Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya, the recent book which was published. So that's also available on the in the internet, in Amazon. And there are other books, Fundamentals of Vishishtadvaita, which is much more very technical, terse one, that is available from SMS Chari's, it's an SMS Chari's work. That's also available online, I think. And the other book is Vedanta Sutras
according to the Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, which is a comparative study, a deeper study. Even there, a lot more information about Sharira, Sharira Bhava is explained. So because Ahikundala, in the Brahma Sutras, Ahikundala means, you know, coil and the relation between the coil and the coiled one. There's a lot more issue there. So there are the mud and the pot relations. So in the Vedas, Upanishads, these ideas are explained in different ways. And Sharira Sharira Bhava is derived by Ramanujacharya in different... For example, I don't know whether it is clearly explained in the Brahma Sutras. I'm sure it is explained, but I'm not sure exactly where it is. You can refer to S.M.S. Chari's books in general. He has a book on Upanishads also, Philosophy of Upanishads. All these books in different ways explain this concept. But Vaishnavism is probably the simplest one. Any other question? So if there are no questions, we'll stop here. Thanks for joining, and it's a pleasure for me to go through this. We will try to join next Thursday, and so till then I'll try to send information regarding this class, the Bhashyas associated with this class and the next class, and I'll try to put this on MP3 and put it on a server so that people can download it. Thank you very much. Asmat Guru Bhyo Namaha Sarvam Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.